providing Houston sports radio excellence for 14 years and counting. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. The Houston Astros battle the Boston Red Sox in Game 6 of the ALCS. First pitch is Friday at 7:08. Now, back to the bench. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Bringing in Houston's own Robert Flores, joining us once again here on the show, MLB Network host. And you can watch Robert co-host the final episode of MLB Central for the year. This is the final one of the year coming up at 9 a.m. Central Time on MLB Network. Plus, MLB Network will have pre- and post-game coverage on-site at the World Series all next week. Robert Flores, at Roflo, and you got to follow him on Twitter, at R-O-F-L-O on Twitter. He's a great follow. Robert, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having me. How are you guys?
We appreciate it. So you're in the middle of this thing, and yeah. I'm sure that you being as close as you are, you can hear all the whistling that's being done at Fenway. Now, there is no way that the Astros could possibly hit like this without cheating.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that these Boston radio hosts and all of these fans are really onto this thing so that they can expose this Houston Astros
Twitter
team for cheating.
Figured
again.
It out. Yeah. And, and listen, we're sensitive to it because we don't want another 2017. So we're really glad that Boston radio hosts and Twitter sleuths are finally digging in and finding the additional methodology of cheating.
Well, in all seriousness, I have not heard. I mean, I was in Boston for 3 days, but I didn't listen to local radio or whatnot. I mean, I have listened to local Boston radio before, and I didn't want to subject myself to any more of that. So what am I missing? Did they make?
No! There's whistling right before Jordan's homer and right before Altuve's homer. There's whistling going on, Robert. So there is absolutely. And by the way, the Astros must have taken over Fenway Park's technology to get, you know, because they probably, you know, Astros people can go and they can lock in on all their center field camera and everything. So the Astros are back at it again, Robert. So we got to watch out.
I didn't know. I did not hear that. That sounds to me. I mean, I certainly didn't hear it from any reputable sources. I mean, look, I remember after 2019 when Altuve hit the homer off Aroldis Chapman. I mean, there were a bunch of fanboys and other people saying he was wearing a buzzer. I remember it was a whole. Well, I mean, that footage was spliced and diced and spot shadowed more than a Zapruder film. So that's silly. I have not heard that from any reputable source, so I think it's probably just
having fun with it, but it shows the depths that people will go to.
The
Red Sox did the exact same thing with huge breakout innings, and they've got Alex Cora there, literally one of the masterminds of the Astros cheating scandal.
I mean, that's why I thought this series was going to be interesting. Not from, I mean, it was interesting for a variety of reasons, and you know, all of them being on the field and the matchups and things like that. But I was at Fenway for a handful of days, and Red Sox fans, you know, yelling cheater and, you know, booing and yelling cheater and blank Altuve. And I just thought it was interesting because, as you said, I mean, Alex Cora has been very contrite and, you know, a pretty nice redemption story. I mean, he's done an amazing job with this Red Sox team, but it is kind of a little bit like, hello, pot. This is Kettle. You know, it's just kind of, just kind of weird, but hey, that's fans and, you know, people, media, that kind of stuff. I really don't think it has any kind of impact on or bearing on what's going to happen the next, you know, tonight or the next couple of nights.
MLB Network's Robert Flores with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do, without McCullers, does this team have enough pitching to get all the way through?
Well, at first, when it happened, I immediately thought, well, they're done. But then you look at, of all the teams that are left, I mean, the Astros are kind of in a good position. I mean, the whoever survives this series, whoever they match up against, be it the Dodgers or the Braves, they've got some injury issues as well, especially the Dodgers. So I think it's really, really important that Luis Garcia, not only for the sake of the series, the closeout opportunity, but the sake of if you do go to the World Series, what does your rotation, what does your bullpen look like? If he can go, if he can pitch into the fifth inning, if he pitches into the sixth inning, they might throw him a parade in downtown Houston. So I think it's really important that he be a significantly better than he was in game two.
Yeah, he has to be. And I think a lot of that is going to get to the point of attacking the zone as a pitcher and not pitching scared 100%. And getting behind. And we saw that, Robert, with the way that I think Christian Javier was the first one that I really saw go in there and say, hey, you know what? I got pretty good stuff. See if you can hit it. And it seemed like it changed everything.
Absolutely. And that's what we saw. You mentioned Christian Javier. And, of course, that was the difference with Fromber. He was not nibbling. He was not trying to trick them, quote unquote. He was trying to, you know, step on their neck. All right, here it is. I'm going to throw you 15 straight sinkers. You guys see if you can hit it. I'm tired of nibbling. I'm coming right at you. And that's the way it has to be. Now, yes, you can't throw it right down the middle. There's a difference between being in the zone and being careless. Garcia, and I think that there was something to his sore knee, but also I think the game got a little quick for him. And I think he's going to bounce back, but how, if that's going to be good enough, what that looks like, I really don't know.
Robert Flores with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Under over Lindor's $342 million for Carlos Correa.
I don't think he gets over 341.
Right. Well, 341. Right.
Yeah, I think he's. But it's going to be more than you think. And for everyone listening right now, whether in their car, office, whatever your number is, it's going to be more. I'm just telling you. My gut tells me, and this isn't breaking news, my gut tells me that he's gone, that the Astros won't re-sign him. But it's going to be more than you think. I would say, I would not be stunned if someone offered him 300.
No,
it would not be stunned.
Yeah, it's happening, and not only is it going to happen, but I think the one curious case is going to be the Yankees because they know they need
a
shortstop.
I mean, that's my. If you're asking me, reading the tea leaves, and I don't know for sure. This is pure speculation. I admit it, but I think Carlos Correa goes to the Yankees.
Just paid Gerrit Cole. Getting ready to pay Aaron Judge. I mean, that's a lot of $300 million contracts they're handing out.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you do run the risk of being top-heavy. And you're right, the Aaron Judge extension, I think, is going to be very interesting, considering his age and what the other big pieces are on their roster. But, yeah, I would. It's going to be very interesting, I think, to see what Carlos's next move is. Because he has shown that he can play on the big stage. And, living up here for as long as I have, it is different. It is different how they consume their baseball and their expectations of their players and what they expect from them when they're playing. It's just different. It just is.
To that point, is the stage a little too hot? Are the lights a little too warm for Gerrit Cole at times, do you think? Is that something that's been difficult? I think that would be the case for Carlos Correa, but I do wonder if it's too hot for Gerrit.
I don't think so. I'm still waiting for Gerrit Cole to come into Game 7 of the 2019 World Series.
Yeah,
he's still out in the bullpen? I don't think that it's too bright for him. I think this year he was physically not at his best. Look, no one wants to hear that. I get it. Understood. Everyone, towards the end of the season, people are banged up in some form or fashion. But Gerrit Cole is going to have some amazing moments while wearing Yankee pinstripes. There's too much talent. They have too many resources, and he's going to have his moment. So I don't think he's become a victim of not being able to play here or manage the expectations. It is a real thing. It is a thing, and some guys can't handle it. I don't think Gerrit Cole is one of them.
Do you think the Braves might be gripping a little bit today after blowing a 3-1 lead last year and now here and what Chris Taylor did last night?
I don't see how they couldn't. I don't see how they couldn't at least think about it, considering, as you mentioned, the conditions they find themselves in and what they went through last year. And here's the problem. You've got Ian Anderson going tomorrow, very good young pitcher, but he's going against Max Scherzer. And Scherzer was not good in his first appearance, or a lot. He was not Max Scherzer-like in his first appearance in this series. He's going to be better. But if you would have asked the Braves, hey, would you sign up for going home 3-2, two games at home against Max Scherzer and Walker Buehler, the guy in that Braves clubhouse would say, let's go. So I think it's going to be an interesting, very interesting game. If you're an Astro fan and you can close out tonight, you're hoping for 7 because the Dodgers would be forced to use Scherzer and Buehler, meaning you would not see those two in the World Series until, what, 3-4, somewhere around there?
It'd be perfect. I don't want the Dodgers, though.
No, I don't think I don't think anyone in Houston wants the Dodgers.
No.
Although maybe they do. Maybe you guys do. I don't know. I don't know because as I said, they aren't the same team right now. They're missing some pieces in their rotation, and they're missing their two infielders in Justin Turner and Max Muncy, and those guys aren't coming back.
Robert, you're talking to a Houston show. You don't have to say, hey, I don't know, but maybe you guys do. You can say, maybe we do.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're in Houston. You can say we.
We know you're a Houston guy. We know that.
It's sometimes it is a little difficult not to say we.
It is. Listen, I'm just worried that fans will die. Dodger fan has gotten so crazy
violent
over the last couple of years.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even look at videos on Twitter like, it doesn't take much for a Dodger fan to jump off with bloodbath fights in the stands.
It's crazy right now out there. I just don't.
Passions do run deep, and things sometimes get heated. But hopefully, everyone will work and play well with others.
Yes.
No matter if it's in Houston, Atlanta, or Los Angeles, or Boston.
So this is your last show today. What are you going to do then? Yes. Just go to the beach for 6 months, or what are you going to do?
It is. I get thrown into Gen Pop. I get thrown into general population.
No.
But no, I'll be doing some MLB tonight and stuff like that. And depending on the length of the series, I'll be on the road for the World Series. So hopefully it'd be nice to see some family and friends. And that'd be nice if the Astros could be there because it kind of kills two birds with one stone. I get a chance to do work and I get a chance to see family and friends and eat some good Mexican food.
That is awesome. And you'll work out in the yard with lifting weights. That's in the yard,
true.
Right?
In gym pop.
You'll get all bowed up. That's
you gotta get
great.
Jacked if you're in gym pop.
Yeah, no question. No question. Just protect yourself.
Load up on the honey
from Dodger
buns.
Fan. Roflo R-O-F-L-O on Twitter, and watch in about 45 minutes. And we appreciate you spending time with us this morning when you got to get ready for that show. We appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you here. If you come to Houston, come in studio with us.
Absolutely. I would love to do that.
That'll be great. Come on. Let's go. Robert Flores right here.
We got the food hookups, too. We'll make it work.
We'll get some Mexican food for you here.
There we go. That's going to be what my payment. That's what I require.
That's it. Okay. We'll do it. It'll get done. Robert Flores, hey, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tonight.
There's Robert Flores right here on ESPN 97.5. Maybe he can go out on your patio with your other best friends that go out on your patio. I heard Lance's spot about Texas Cuts.
It's only been
I had
like
my
best year.
Friends over. You know what I've never been invited to? Your patio.
You know where I've never been invited to? The suite you end up in.
Let
me know when you get to a suite. You're in suites all the time. You're on private jets.
You're
leaving hurricanes.
Texas custom patio.
Hurricanes
all the time.
Coming in. You're like, I'm on a private jet leaving this hurricane. I wasn't on there. I could have drowned. I didn't. But the patio actually ended up great during the flood as well. You know, they put a channel drain inside the patio because I had water that was coming into a certain area. I said, hey, can you cut out a channel drain, tied it to the drain that they already put in. And this is the work that Texas Custom Patios does. They'll do drains outside of your patio, in your yard. They'll put up new gutters if you need that. Like it, they will completely refresh your backyard. But the main thing you need to know is their patios are just substantial in terms of the joy and the excitement and just the value that they bring to your backyard. They really do an amazing job of taking your space and filling it with the most beautiful patios out there. Outdoor living spaces. It's really more than a patio. It's outdoor living space, outdoor kitchen, if that's what you want. They can do fire pits. They can give you a design that is going to just blow you away and blow all your friends and family members who come over when you want to entertain. That's going to be the spot. Great place to watch games. I'll be watching games there tonight. Make sure that you get your patio. If you're looking for an outdoor living space, make sure you go to TexasCustomPatios.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
How about them Cougs? Go Cougs. 713, go Cougs. You want tickets? Just starting at $20. What a great way. Listen, it's not fun and it's not affordable to watch pro football here, okay? So how about a place that is fun? How about a place that's got the kids zone there before? How about a place that where the tailgating is really great? It really, really is. It's a lot of fun. So if you're looking for a great place that's affordable for you to bring the family to go watch the games, and dad, they serve beer there. And you know, it's a great atmosphere. TDECU is a great stadium. There's not a bad seat in the house. You can't find one. You're going to enjoy the game. East Carolina is here. It's homecoming. There's going to be a lot of celebration. Case Keenum, fresh off his win, is going to be there as well. You're looking for a great time had by all Saturday night. Go Cougs, UHCougars.com. If you're looking for some fun and great affordability, let's get out there. Let's root on those Cougs against East Carolina on Saturday.
The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Somebody needs to...
By the way...
Somebody needs to have a guy working out in the yard and put Robert Flores' face on it. Okay, and at us, you know, a guy working out in Gen Pop.
Yeah.
And at us on Twitter.
Just take something, put his face on somebody from Blood In, Blood Out.
Yeah.
All you got to do is or Shot Collar. One of those two huge, movies. Have you seen Shot Collar?
It's got to be a huge, you know, a big
yeah, somebody who's jacked up. Obviously. Yeah, jacked up. Yeah. Maybe you could put him on Danny Trejo, or maybe on Magic. You could put him on Magic from is he Blood In, Blood Out or American Me? I think he's American Me, is Magic and Little Puppet. But American Me, Blood In, Blood Out. And then have you seen Shot Caller with the guy with the Kingslayer, Jamie?
Yeah, I saw it.
You've seen that.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good one, too.
That's good. That's real good.
By the way, I thought he got jacked like that, and I found out that was just video. That was movie magic. He didn't really get jacked like that. No. You know how in prison,
back in the
he's
day,
really jacked?
Remember De Niro? He would put on, for Raging Bull, he put on like 100-some pounds.
Oh, Raging Bull, he gained a bunch. I think he was 60 pounds. Remember, he's only like 140 pounds.
I know.
150. He was 200-some-odd pounds, but he also was in fighting shape at one point.
Yeah, right.
So he had to do, I can't remember which one he did first. I think he might have gained his weight first and did the scene. Like, people who are able to do that.
Yeah.
Christian Bale, when he was in Batman and in American Psycho, jacked. Then he does The Machinist. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Tom Hardy gets
it was horrible.
It's crazy.
He lost all that weight for The Machinist, that was awful.
It's one of the worst looking things I've ever seen. Yeah. But have you ever, by the way, shout out to Running Game Clothing. They got you a Pay That Man shirt. Are you going to wear it today?
I got it. No, I'm giving it to my boy. He's going to wear it with Carlos.
Oh.
Yeah.
So your guy who's real tight with Carlos.
Yeah.
Is going to, not like it's going to matter. Robert Flores just literally put the dagger in.
I heard from somebody, too, yesterday. It's not good. It's not good. It ain't happening. Carlos won't be here, just so you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey, so the Astros are playing tonight. Hopefully
well, but you know what? Let's win a World Series. Carlos gets to ride on the fire truck. Okay.
You want to put together a Carlos Correa Appreciation Day? I say yes, 100%.
Every day is Carlos Correa
Appreciation Whether they win day. Or lose, when it's over, I want to have a car. You and I need to put together. We'll get with McCullers trying to make it happen in this city, and we'll rally everyone. Carlos Correa Appreciation Day. We'll be the hub, but maybe at Discovery Green, something like that, and make it happen to where it's the biggest party the city's ever seen, other than, you know, obviously NBA or World Series championship
right.
parties. Let's just make it a monster just to show our appreciation for Carlos.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Well, we could do that at our Christmas party. Carlos.
Yeah, he won't come.
Well, he might come. You don't know that.
I do.
No. Carlos might come.
Hey, Carlos, would you like to go in a parking lot at 7:30 in the morning?
Christmas no. Eve?
Christmas Eve? Absolutely not. Well, what about at 8:30? Absolutely not. What if I told you there's going to be an Asian man on a bike? And a helmet that is going to probably hit you up for multiple autographs and to get him baseball, what is it, programs.
Won't he?
That sounds terrible. I don't want to do that.
He'll ask you to get what's-her-name's
picture. And he'll ask for your wife's picture, and he'll ask for your wife's phone number. No, no, I don't want to do that.
Look how long the Whistler's been waiting. The Whistler wants in on this show.
Wait.
Look at that.
This is the guy?
This is the Whistler
at the
game.
This is the guy who whistled and helped the Astros win.
Whistling at the game.
Oh, my. I don't know how I feel about this because you're taking a massive. You helped our team win, obviously, but you're also taking a massive chance of outing the Astros. It's cheating again, Whistler.
This is like being an accessory to murder right here.
Right.
Yeah, basically.
But now, are we being accessories?
Yeah.
Aiding and abetting the Whistler?
Exactly.
Whistler, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, man, look, I try to hide it as best as I can, you know. I try to make it as not as obvious as a trash can. I'm the trash guy banger also, but
you.
I tried to hide it, and I got caught, man. That's my fault. Sorry, Houston. I tried. Me and Dusty, I met Dusty at a bar. We were contemplating life. We were about 10 shots in, and he said, you know what? I got an idea. I'm going to pay you the whistle. I said, all right, Dusty, you know, I'll try, and... I did it, and I got caught.
Let's hear your whistle. Houston.
Go ahead.
Let's hear your whistle.
Let's hear it.
Look, hey, I got a different one. I got one for the fastball.
Okay, show us what's fastball sound like.
What's a fastball?
Oh, all right. It sounds like this.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
The curveball.
Yeah, go ahead, curve.
More like a...
Oh, yeah. Because you can hear it go. Right. It kind of goes...
What about a changeup? Yeah. What's a changeup?
You know, the changeup, Chris Sale's changeup is broken, so we weren't worried about that.
Oh, okay.
Go a slider. What about slider?
He just throws a slider.
The slider, I'm working on that one. We haven't, you know, I'm not that good at whistling. Like I said, we're 10 shots in, and I agreed to something I sucked at.
It seemed a lot louder.
Whatever.
Seemed a lot louder on the video.
Okay. The Whistler is not that good at whistling. Here's what I took out of it. Thanks for the call, Whistler. Here's what I took out of that. He and Dusty did 10 shots. Dusty did 10 shots at a bar. You know, Dusty wears a mask in a dugout where players are all vaccinated and tested. Dusty still wears a mask. But he thought, you know, let me just head into this bar. So then he did 10 shots.
Right.
And then he said, hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you whistle? Even though we all know Major League Baseball basically installed Dusty as the manager.
Right.
And then on top of it, he says, I'm not that good a whistler. And on top of that, he said, I was the trash can banger when that happened in the dugout with Astros players. I don't know how he got into the dugout.
Well,
some of this stuff is just
it's unbelievable,
really,
but you know what?
Unbelievable.
It's very in-depth. It's very complex, this whole thing.
Right.
So I got an idea, too. Let's give away a tailgate to watch the game from Peace Fine Meats.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Let's do it. Michael will give you, either you could use it, you can use it for your college football tomorrow, you want to use it for game 6, you want to use it for game 7.
Go in and get it today and cook tonight if you're not going to the game.
You got to go today, this morning, and get it.
Yeah.
You got to go this morning and
get it. Well, or this afternoon.
Or this afternoon. Pete's Fine Meats, it's on Richmond at Chimney Rock, and Michael wants you. He's got a wonderful, if you want a barbecue
it's usually like,
today,
it's usually like have some $100 people over, $150. And he'll help you pick
ribs,
out what you like. It's usually ribs,
burgers,
bacon wrapped quail, burgers. One guy got beef short rib. Like, It's a hookup
it's,
now.
It's awesome.
Oh, don't forget, they've got, I want to make sure you guys know this, they have really good boudin, too. Italian sausages.
I haven't tried the boudin.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they no, got boudin, too. Oh, yeah. Throw it on the grill. Let that skin get tight.
We're boudin people.
No, you'll like
it. I got the Italian sausage.
It's good.
It's really
green
good.
Green onions.
He makes it himself. It's unbelievable. So let's give it away. Give it away. Give it away now. At 8:30, let's say, you guys call in. And we'll give it to caller number, it's game six, caller number six. Caller number six, game six, you got it. You got to pick it up today and go see Michael and tell him that you appreciate him. And we love him here at ESPN 97.5. That's at Pete's Fine Meats. It's at Richmond and Chimney Rock. And you're going to eat good. You're going to eat good.
Oh, there's no question. No. By the way, we're not, Christina, we're not getting Carlos in the eggnog challenge. We're not doing that. Well, now if he he's leaving, maybe we say, "Hey, Carlos," because he's got a chance to buy Daniela some diamond or to win diamond earrings a lot of times from Klein's.
Yeah.
So, like, Carlos, hey, listen, you want to get some diamond earrings for your wife?
He wins, well, you got to win.
You
got
to win the eggnog challenge if you want to get some diamond earrings for your wife.
Right, right.
That might be enough to get him to come out at 7:30 in the morning with Gilbert and some of our listeners.
You don't think Carlos was going to want to come. That's ridiculous. Who doesn't?
Alan says, I want to pay that man's shirt, but then next October, it will be in my closet haunting my dreams. So, no. If you want to get it, Running Game Clothing is where that pay
I
that
gotta
man.
I got to get this to my boy. Shirt. This shirt. I got it. So, let's talk about Coors Light right now. I'm going to see Raul today over at Cobos Q, and he doesn't have his liquor license yet, so I'm going to be bringing... Last time I was there, you know what he had for me? He had cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. You know what I'm bringing today to see him, and I'll give him some of mine, is cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. We're going to bring a cooler over there. We're going to hang out at Cobos Q. But it's the official beer of the tailgate. It's the official beer of the game. It's the official beer of the post game. It's the official beer. You see, those of you on Twitter, on Twitch, you can see my Coors Light laptop and my Coors Light shirt right here. It's a Coors Light day. You know why it's a Coors Light day? Because it's Friday. Of course, it's a Coors Light day on Tuesday for me, on Wednesday, on Monday, all the days. If it ends in day, then it's a Coors Light day for me. Make it a Coors Light day for you. It's the official beer of everything. It's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, it's 8:33 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Heading over to Cobos Q, right by the ballpark before the game.
Good.
I'll be
He's open on Astros game days.
Yeah. I'll be signing my fries. I put that out there. So
you are signing your fries.
Yeah, for a modest signature fee.
I gotta see what. Yeah.
That's, you know.
I think his liquor license is getting ready to go down.
Oh, let's go.
Like maybe.
I am
maybe very, very, very soon. The LZ nachos, I saw them. They look great. I need to go. I mean, they're my name.
They're not fries, though, are they?
They're no. I like nachos better than fries.
Yeah.
So I need to try to roll up there. I gotta see what time he opens. If I can just go in and get some nachos to go. I got some stuff I have to do. I can't.
Why can't you make your own nachos? You gotta have Raul do it for you. You sit and watch Raul make nachos.
This isn't making nachos. Oh. It's selling nachos. It's different. It's a different nacho thing.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, I understand now.
Yeah.
713. Although,
since that Oklahoma game.
Doors open at 3 today.
Doors open at 3.
Yep. For Cobos.
For Cobos.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there around 5 if you want me to sign your fries. All right.
And the game starts at 7:08, right?
Food will be ready at 5.
Food's ready at 5. Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Game Great starts place. At, oh, well, I may put me out of the mix, but game starts at 7:08?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't blow this, John. Don't ruin this by superstition.
Well, my friend, McCool, right here.
My friend McCool.
Who was there for the White Sox game when they won? Me?
McCool and Christian. And that's true. McCool.
Both games. Well, thank
you. You were here for losses, too, though, weren't you?
No,
against the Red Sox?
All I saw was,
You weren't here for game two?
I was at all four White Sox games, won 3 out of 4. So
were you here for White Sox game two?
A White Sox game two? Yes, I was there.
No, I'm sorry.
No, Red
Boston
Sox.
Game two.
Boston game two, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe onto something
I'm
here.
Trying. No.
These ticket prices are going up a little bit now.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, so
they went up as I was checking out. They said, oh, sorry, the price has changed. I was like, yeah. What?
Yeah. So my buddy McCool and Christian, they came down from Belize, and they took off to Boston and met Nick Scherfield, who our friend Scherf does a lot of PR work and things like that. And they all went to the game, and both games in Fenway, and got W's. And then McCool's going, his kids are coming down from Belize, they're gonna go to the game today. So I'm hoping he might be the guy. I mean, it might be you, it might be him. I don't care. You're both going there. I don't really have anything. Brian Caswell stopped watching. One guy watched on his cell phone. There's a lot of different things that are potentially the superstition that's making this work. Right. And some of it could just be the cheating. Just garden variety whistling and airplanes circling stadiums. You know, things that the Astros do on road games that the Boston fans and media members have accused the Astros of doing. The whistling, the circling of planes, wearing a forehead full of foreign substances. Despite being checked 8 times by umpires, it was still, yeah, you know, in plain sight. They couldn't see it.
No. It's real. So Pat O'Donnell yesterday, he at Toucher and Rich, he added them, and he said, and he had a picture of Dusty wearing a Fitbit, and he said, I used to work for Fitbit. Dusty has a Charge 3 on his left wrist in this picture. You can receive texts and definitely have it vibrate if a fastball is coming. # Fitbit gate. Unfortunately, Dusty was wearing an orange uniform, and all I did was retweeted it, and I said, FYI, the Astros wore gray uniforms yesterday. I have 1,300 likes on that. Am I going viral? Are people going to start looking into my past?
Yes, you just went viral. Congratulations.
No,
Wendy's done. Wendy's out at ABC 13.
And people are going to go
nice
look
job.
At my previous
well,
tweets.
I'm off the show. Looks like show's done. Thanks, Commissioner.
I'm going viral right now.
Yeah.
Over this. Over Dusty wearing the wrong uniform for Toucher and Rich. I just can't believe that's really the name of their show is Toucher and
Rich.
What's
the guy's name?
His name's Toucher?
So you're going...
I mean, again, if your name is Carpenter, somewhere in your past... there was a carpenter in your family. If your name is John's son, somewhere in your past, you were the son of John. If your name is Toucher, somewhere in your past, what were people doing?
That's not...
Playing
I'm not
going to
put that on somebody. I'm not putting that on anybody.
Well, I don't know.
I just direct messaged you some sound that we may need to get to. It's 38 seconds of Whitney Merciless. Who, by the way, is now a Green Bay Packer.
I'm not clout chasing, Dell. All I did was retweet it.
No.
That's all.
Clout chase. As soon as you get to 1,000
By the way, Dell Alole will be here with us to talk college football. And then at the bottom of the
hour, did
some
you...
really intelligent conversation with 5-star.
Yeah, with 5-star. Tell me when you've got that ready. Here's our old friend Whitney Merciless. See if you spot anything in this soundbite.
He's a Packer now.
He's Green Bay Packer now. See if you spot anything in the soundbite that seems a little off.
Like the guys already have a competitive spirit and all that, so I just feel like I add to that a dog mentality that wants to win every single down. Also a veteran presence as well, too, for a lot of those guys in the outside linebacker room. As I know, you know, some guys are young, and to teach them a few things, to see different things, add some things to their game as well, too. I'm just hoping to go out there and make some plays, be very disruptive to give this team a chance to win every single game.
So dog mentality, which no offense, but that's not the first thing that comes to my mind when I was watching Whitney the last 3 years, and disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
Not the second thing.
And he's going to teach some guys some stuff.
I love Whitney, the person and the former player at one point, loved him. Not a nicer guy on the planet. I mean, Whitney Merciless
is
marry your daughter quality. And he's phenomenal. But I'm not sure that I saw the rough and tumble dog mentality that he's going to bring to the Packers or a disruptive nature. So I just curious things there. We'll see if the Packers get more out of them than the Texans did over the last 2 to 3 years. Who is that? Don? What does Don have?
I don't know. Astro. Don's got an
Astro. Oh, boy. More conspiracy theories. Here we go. Here What's we up, go. Don?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, Don.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing? Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Appreciate y'all taking my call. Hey, I want to just first preface this by saying nobody from MLB has confirmed this. These are just allegations, but I got a buddy, bartends at Minute Maid Park, and he let me in on something. He says that Dusty Baker is using those little mobile beer guys that come up and down the aisle, and that when they yell cold beer, that's a fastball, and Cracker Jacks and Peanuts is off-speed pitch.
Wow.
Brilliant.
That's just what I'm saying.
Dusty's doing that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was this after his 10 shots with the Whistler?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is brilliant. How can they possibly – and see, this is – well, I wish you wouldn't say it here because people could go back and listen to this, but I don't know how I feel about that. Listen, if you find a way to get somebody signed legally, it's okay to disseminate them. That's legal. Yeah. It's legal. I know the Astros are going to take a bunch of crap, even all the teams do that, for legal sign deciphering. But how is anyone ever going to catch you? Come,
Yeah.
You hear that? And that's like fastball. Come, yeah. Like if you hear him scream it out.
Peanut. Cracker Jack. Get your peanuts.
Call bet. No. Peanuts. No.
Oh. Slushies.
Yeah.
Slushy.
Get your cotton candy here. Cotton candy.
Yeah.
Cotton candy.
Yep.
Oh, that's change. Change coming.
The obfuscator got a bunch of likes when that picture of Dusty that had the wrong uniform on. Hasn't anyone noticed that when he knows a curveball is coming, he's seen in the dugout waving his arms violently and screaming out, "Look out! A curveball is coming!"
No.
Now, that's cheating. That is cheating. Way to go, obfuscator. You uncorked it.
I'm really sad that you're going viral because this is really going to do some damage to you.
No, that's Wendy's lost her job and everything. Oh, no.
Don't go viral.
Do not go viral.
Don't go viral.
Stop liking that, all you people out there. Do not like that, okay? Now, I'm not clout chasing Dell. I'm not clout. Dell's such a hater. He's such a hater. Let's talk right now about my peeps. We're talking about people that you'll love. Not like Dell. No one loves Dell, but everybody loves Patrick Chastain and Joe. Been loving them for 80-some years here in the city of Houston because they sell cars and they do it honestly. They do it with integrity. They do it. They're hardworking. They're going to find the best deal they can possibly find for you. They're going to customize whatever it is that you want. And this is a different time because it used to be, well, I mean, they'll customize your work van, whatever you want, and they'll put all of that stuff in there. And they know business. I mean, they're the number one Ford dealer for businesses in the city of Houston. But they're also doing it retail. And it's a different time because you get to pick exactly what you want in that Ford car or truck, and you get to do it. So it's exactly what you want. Not that you have to take whatever package they have there. You get to pick every single thing that you want, and they're not going to add anything on. What you want? You want it plain as possible? That's fine. They'll give it to you plain as possible. And you want it at the price that you want it. You want it with the payments that you want it. How about no 0% financing for 72 months on certain F-150s now, and $1,000 off on certain F-150s? So you're looking for that deal. You're looking for integrity. You want that best vehicle you can possibly get. Go to ChastainFord.com, or you can go to 610. It's on Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, I want to talk about Underdog Fantasy and underdogfantasy.com. It's a website that there's a lot of daily fantasy, for example, that they do this weekend. You can play a lot of daily fantasy games, and there's going to be so much for you to get involved with daily fantasy stuff and drafting your team for the NFL season, or for the NFL week. But also, you've got Monday night is a separate one. Sunday night is a separate one. Thursday night, separate ones. We're just that game. And I'm a big fan of going head-to-head, but you can also go against larger groups for bigger payouts. How about the over-unders? Man, our listeners have just been killing it with the over-unders. You can pick anywhere from 2 players up to 5 players, and there's multipliers all along the way that increase your money. One guy put in $5, won $100. One guy put in $10 and won $200. That's picking five overs and unders. And it can be total bases, strikeouts. It could be total points. It can be rushing yards. You could go cross sport overs and unders. You got to check them out for yourself at underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code radio. Get a $25 bonus on your first deposit. Underdogfantasy.com, promo radio.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:48 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And this cheating scandal has really gotten out of hand. And I'm really worried that we're going to have another asterisk that maybe Major League Baseball is going to have to come down hard on the team. Joining us right now from his paper, the Baseball Times, is Jeff Only. He is with us here on ESPN 97.5 to break down yet another scandal that he has been all over so far. Jeff Only, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, and thanks for welcoming into the cheater's lair.
Mm-hmm. I mean, aren't you a little surprised that after they got caught, that they're still up to this stuff, Jeff?
I'm not. And I'll tell you why. I had a wife at one point who did a lot of bad, dirty things with some of her coworkers, and I forgave her. I found out about it. I forgave her, and she did it three more times. Mm. And then I was like, that's enough. When she was leaving me, I said, well, that's enough. The feeling's mutual. And so one of the things that I found is that once a cheater, always a cheater. Yeah. It happened to me in seventh grade as well. It happened to me in eighth grade, different people. And then once again, my brother used to cheat me multiple times in Monopoly. And so once a cheater, always a cheater. And I think when you look at the Astros, it reminds me a lot of my ex-wife doing things with other people multiple times. And you think, surely this won't happen. 17, cheated with the trash cans. 19, it was the buzzers. Last year, it was something else. I had heard something about vibrating shoes. And then this year, of course, the Astros are back to whistling. They're back to having playing circle stadiums. They've now taken their talents on the road. So they're not cheating when they don't score runs, but they are cheating when they put crooked numbers up. And I think that's what's so devastating to the sport of baseball.
Yeah, this must be really an elaborate scheme, because it was just at home as we understood it. How are they doing it at Fenway, where I'm pretty sure they're watching all of their technology there? These Astros are really good at this, aren't they?
They're amazing. And I think one of the things that really separates the Astros from other teams is their willingness to cheat pretty much anywhere at any time. Mm-hmm. At the drop of a hat, it will just be like, okay, let's cheat. And I think that's something that when you look at the Astros' legacy, they are now tarnishing the tarnish from their previous cheating from 17. So now that tarnish has now been additionally tarnished. And I think one of the things that really stands out to me, and I thought this was brilliant, and I've got this from sources. Do you remember the light that was out in center field?
Yeah. Yeah. We remember it.
That was the Astros, and actually, and this is brilliant, the Astros put that out there, created the illusion that Red Sox might be doing something nefarious, and it pulled the attention off the whistles. However, luckily, some internet sleuths were able to find the whistling on there. We know that the great John Boy was able to find that they were cheating the first time. Now, we know Carlos Beltran's niece outed them another time. And now, Jerry the Gozerian from Twitter was able to find this latest cheating. It's being brought to the attention of Major League Baseball. And I thought putting the light in center field and saying, what are the Red Sox doing? An absolute brilliant stroke from Dusty, but shows the manner in which the cheaters will cheat.
Yeah, deflecting.
Like my ex-wife.
Right, deflecting. You obviously, you broke the story on Toucher and Rich, right, on the touching show. Are you, Boston just seems to be, I mean, it should Boston, should the commissioner step in and say that the Red Sox automatically win this series? Should we even play games 6 and 7 now?
Well, right now, Rob Manfred's legacy is on the line. If he allows the Astros to continue playing in this series and not immediately call for a forfeit, I don't see how he can continue in his position as Major League Commissioner. And once again, this is a team that should have been out of baseball for 5 years minimum, and the commissioner didn't have the guts to do it. Jose Altuve should have been banned from baseball. What he did is no better than what Shoeless Joe Jackson did. And Shoeless Joe Jackson, the integrity of the game of baseball was summarily put forth and tried and executed, I say. And now Jose Altuve has done the same thing. One of the biggest cheaters in the history of baseball is allowed to continue to step up to the plate every time. And as you saw, obviously you have me on, the whistle is a prominent feature that is shown on the internet video that I saw where he hits a home run. It's unfortunate that the world's biggest cheater, surpassing Barry Bonds, has now found himself once again embroiled in the scandal of the century.
And I heard Gaylord Perry was in the locker room before Fromber's start, and you see what happened there.
Well, he's been dead, so...
Oh, he's dead. Oh.
Maybe his son or
right.
cousin, but trust me, the Gaylord Perry of Venezuela was definitely doing his thing on the mound. Giant pounds and pounds of goo on his head, and somehow the umpire, quote-unquote, misses it.
No, he was an umpire. It's not quote-unquote. But, okay. That is Jeff Only.
Do you know where Laz Diaz is from? Houston, Texas.
Oh, my gosh. Laz Diaz is from Houston, Texas. Obviously, cheater.
Spring, to be exact.
Spring. Well, that's not really. That's not really. But, okay. Gotcha. No,
okay,
no.
Okay, Houston. Houston. The Heights.
Yeah, he's from the Heights? Wow. Laz Diaz. Yes. Wow. He's not a very good umpire. Jets.
No, he's not, unless you're an Astros fan.
Jeff Only, who is with us this morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jeff, you might want to keep on listening. Gilbert is here, and we got to get Gilbert's prediction for the game. Thanks for joining us, Jeff. We really appreciate
it. Can I ask you a question? No.
Well, yeah, okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Jeff.
How do you sleep at night?
I know. And I found out that my wife was cheating on me in Chicago, and that was devastating for me. I know how I don't know how I sleep at night watching those cheaters. Feel like a baseball cuck. Kind of feel like bad watching people cheat. Let's quickly get Gilbert in here, see what he predicted. Gilbert, you there?
Yeah, how's it going, John?
Hey, Gilbert, did you hear Jennifer Reyna's back on Channel 11?
Jennifer Reyna, what do you mean she's back?
She's going to be on the morning show on Channel 11. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes, you should go That's over there and see her.
No.
You should go over there and see her.
You're now on the hook. Remember, you're going viral. Mean? This is the last thing you need to do.
Jennifer Reyna back on Channel 11?
Yeah, she's going to be on Channel 11 on the mornings.
When did it start?
By the way, Gaylord Perry is not dead, but okay. I don't know when it starts, but it was on the interweb thing yesterday. Do you get the internet?
No, I don't get nothing by my house. We don't get the internet, but I'm going to watch it. Internet, aren't you watching Chinese movies anyway?
That's all your mom watches is Chinese movies? Did she watch Squid Game?
I like Chinese movies.
Yeah?
They made me sick to my stomach. I don't like those Chinese movies. They made me sick to my stomach.
They do?
Chinese movies make you sick to your stomach?
I like those ladies. It makes you sick to your stomach, you know? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Gilbert just said, Know what I mean?
Yeah, the internet, Chinese movies. To make you sick to your stomach, the internet, you know.
Do it again.
Okay, but I gotta go.
No, don't go. Don't go, Gilbert. What do they do?
I predict that the BJ 7 Houston.
You predict what? What do you predict what?
Seven, not tonight.
Now, what is the noise that what noise does it make?
The lady crying in the movie. Oh, how does she know? Movie anyway. That made me sick, you know.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, the way the Chinese people dress us, ridiculous, you know. Ridiculous.
Oh, you're saying that it's exploit. Now, if it's a Chinese movie made in China, is that exploitation or is that just?
It's sickening.
It's sickening. It makes you sick to your stomach. You know? All that crying.
And Gilbert, right now, yeah, this is as outraged.
We gotta go. You're missing a great Gilbert.
There's a lot of outrage. Gilbert, can you say what you need to say?
No, we got.
Well, no, he's got to say his thing.
Oh yeah, Gilbert, say keep those egg rolls frying.
Yeah, keep those egg rolls frying. You gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Know what I mean?
Let's go. All right, now I gotta go because I gotta talk about HRP. Del Lolele is next. Dell is next right here on ESPN. He's angry today, too.
And I think he's going to contact somebody at HRMP.
I know. Dell's going to contact us.
He probably is. He thinks we're pitting people against each other here. It's time to talk HRMP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. If you've got HR problems like we do, all you need to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. If you're looking for the best way to get this payroll thing done, man. I mean, this is not something that you want to be on the hook for every week. You want to pay somebody full-time or two people full-time. You want to mess up on your Affordable Care Act. You want to mess up on your HR. You want to mess up in your payroll as well. How about getting it perfect every single time? How about having someone that can advise you that knows the HR rules? How about someone that is the experts at Affordable Care Act? How about someone that's going to help you through all of these tough times? They helped us through the pandemic, and they will help your business too. All you got to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.